Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller, and on today's show, we're talking about filmmaking, a new feature film planned by a local production company. Jeff James joins me. He's the co-owner of Syndicate Productions. They've made several short films in the Chattanooga and North Georgia area, including a series of short documentary films called This is Georgia, and a short film that premiered at last year's Chattanooga Film Festival called The Future West. Director Christopher Flippo joins us as well. He's another co-owner of Syndicate Productions, and with the success of their short film, The Future West, now they're looking toward a feature-length film. We'll talk about that, we'll talk about their documentaries, and many more aspects of the local filmmaking industry. Jeff and Christopher, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Before we talk about this feature film that you're working on, let's talk about some of the short work that you've done leading up to this. Your production company, it seems like you do pretty much anything and everything. You've done music videos, you've done commercials, you've done some documentaries. This documentary series that you've been working on, some of those are available on Vimeo. It's called This is Georgia. What is this documentary series?
Okay. Well, it's actually a documentary series that Chris started, and it's kind of, I guess, Chris, it's your interpretation of...
It's just a wide variety of people I find interesting in Georgia. I came back from Los Angeles, and it was kind of a way of rediscovering where I was from, and I interviewed people from Savannah and Athens, and it was kind of a way to rediscover just how beautiful and scenic Georgia is.
One of them is called Trigger Finger, and it starts out with scenes of people walking through the woods dressed in camouflage, and they've got battle gear on. They've got these combat rifles that look really wicked, but they're actually paint guns. Whose story are you telling in Trigger Finger?
It's funny because those are actually my coworkers. I was working on a film called Trouble with the Curve. And I was working in the office, and those were my coworkers. Actually, a lot of them were like location managers. So they were telling me about their hobbies and their passions, and they were like, "Yeah, we're getting together this weekend." And so I got in there with them. We had goggles and safety vests on.
I imagine it's got to be really challenging because you're filming people who are in the middle of this paint gun battle out in the wilderness. How do you keep your equipment from getting destroyed in a situation like that?
Being quick, right?
you're quick, and you try to keep a safe distance, like close enough to make the shot dynamic and interesting, but far away enough to where you're not in the line of fire. It's funny because all the good bits of the footage made into the film, and there's hours and hours of footage of me running and of me ducking, trying not to be hit, which is not quite as compelling.
Syndicate Productions, your production company, you've done many different documentaries and commercials and things like this. What exactly is Syndicate Productions? How big is it? Where is it?
Oh, I'd say probably about five or six people right now. We're in Atlanta, in Chattanooga, and we have a couple people out in Los Angeles who help us with some posts and do some color work for us.
So you can, like, use the internet to kind of transfer files and collaborate?
Yes, it's weird. I don't even think Syndicate would have been possible a couple years ago, just because technology's finally come so far to where we can transfer files and we can work remotely, and it's made it possible.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Jeff James and Christopher Flippo from Syndicate Productions. They're a video production company working in the area. They've created different short films. One of the ones you've created is called The Future West, which screened last year at Chattanooga's first ever film festival. It's about these two friends who get lost together in the wilderness, and being lost gives them a chance to reconnect. Let's hear a quick little clip from that.
I think if we continue west, we'll have to come to the river. If I can get to the river, I can find the overlook, and I can find out where we are.
Yeah, you've been moody lately, and I don't like it when you're moody.
I don't think I've been moody.
We can talk. if you want. I mean, you know, talk about things.
We talk all the time.
Nah, I mean, you know, talk about real things.
Jeff, you're actually in the film. You play one of the leads. Who do you play?
I play Sugar Baby.
And who is Sugar Baby? It's such an interesting name. And that's one of the things in the film is, why does he have that name?
Well, the thing with him, he says it's because he's sweet. It's really because he's been a diabetic since he was a kid, but he likes being sweet better. But Sugar Baby's kind of, especially being from, we grew up around Walker County and kind of everybody we knew around the Chattanooga area. We grew up around a lot of guys that were, not saying that he's not smart, but he's more of somebody that's like a heart on his sleeve, kind of a guy that will do anything for you in your hometown and everything. I think that's kind of who Sugar Baby is. He loves his hometown. He loves his friends. And he, you know, loves having fun, too. So he's just kind of a good old boy that is you can really trust, I think.
And one of the things I think is interesting about it, so the basic premise is you've got these two lifelong friends, Sugar Baby and Wally, is it? Yeah, they're lost in the wilderness together. And they're having these conversations about where to go geographically in the wilderness, which kind of mirrors what's going on in their lives, that sense of direction, both literally and figuratively. It really works on a couple of different levels.
What are you really thinking about?
I've been thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. I mean, I'm not great at any one thing, but I'm okay at a lot of things.
I would agree with that.
Because they're both trying to figure out, really, with Sugar Baby and his future prospect and job, and Wally and his wanting to move on from this girl. It's kind of that thing with the jumping off the cliff kind of thing, where whatever life is going to take them, this is kind of like the big step towards that. It's kind of their small coming of age for them and everything. So
it was trying to come up with a metaphor, something visual that's not too in your face.
Yeah.
Something that just works.
And it's funny in a lot of places, but it also feels very realistic that way, because it does hit on that idea of, okay, I'm in my late 20s now. What am I doing with my life at this point?
And yeah, it was tough because, like, you have to not make it too funny. Like, it has to be funny in a real world way.
Yeah.
And it has to be dramatic without sliding into melodrama.
Well, and too, when we cast Chris Schultz, who plays the lead, Wally, you know, he brought something to it that I don't think we, because me and him together are kind of, he's very serious. Like, especially on set, he's very serious about his character, his lines. I'm serious too about that stuff, but I'm a little more like, I'll joke, I'll make fun of people. It's a little more like, we kind of are Wally and Sugar Baby in a way. So the personalities kind of came out more in the characters, which was really nice to evolve that way.
That's actor Jeff James, who starred in the short film The Future West. You can actually watch the whole film online at youtube.com. Just search for The Future West. It's about 22 minutes long. Coming up in the second half of the show, we'll speak with Jeff James and director Christopher Flippo about their plans to create a kind of sequel that's a full-length feature film. Stay tuned.
Funding comes from Sandy Maddox with Bellwether Investment Group, LLC, a local and independent investment advisory firm advising families and individuals from all walks of life. More information online at bellwetherinv.com. Support comes from UTC Mox Basketball, hosting a doubleheader starting at 3 p.m. on Saturday, January 31st, with the women's team versus Mercer, and the men face Citadel at 6 p.m., Tickets available at 266-MOX or gomox.com.
Do you own a business, or do you have an idea for a business, or maybe you're an investor looking to invest in a new business? Well, there's a show that you've got to listen to. I'm Monty Brule, and every Friday morning at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m., I'll be hosting Start It Up. Come on, get aboard the entrepreneurial train. Chattanooga has a lot going on. And remember, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly. Come on.
You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller. Today, I'm talking with a couple of people involved in the local film industry. Christopher Flippo started out as a production assistant. He worked on television shows, movies, even the Clint Eastwood movie Trouble with the Curve. Now Christopher Flippo is a director, producer, and writer. Jeff James also directs, writes, and produces films, and James is an actor. He starred in the short film The Future West, which Christopher Flippo wrote and directed. They're both part of Syndicate Productions. The Future West, their short film, is about two friends, Wally and Sugar Baby, who are lost in the Georgia wilderness, which gives them a chance to talk about their lives, directions they're going in, and failed relationships.
You know, I heard this thing, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it's just something I heard. But I heard that the part of your brain that makes you hate someone is right next to the part of your brain that makes you love them.
I don't care.
Yeah, but you should, because you hate her because you love her. Hey, does that make any sense?
The Future West premiered at last year's Chattanooga Film Festival. Now the creators want to bring the protagonists back. They've started crowdfunding for a full-length feature film. Here's more of my interview. So you've decided to bring these characters back and tell a longer, more in-depth story about them with your next film, Down and Yonder, which is going to be a complete feature-length film. You're doing an Indiegogo campaign to help fund that. What is Indiegogo? I think everybody's heard of Kickstarter, but how does Indiegogo work?
Well, Indiegogo, it's pretty much the same as Kickstarter. It's a crowdfunding campaign. And it pretty much what Indiegogo is known for is that if you donate, the artist or whoever's placing their product out there gets the full amount. Because if you don't make the Kickstarter, they just take it away.
Yeah.
But there also is, Indiegogo has an option where you can do that, where you can just go all or nothing. We are wanting to do where we, a more flexible campaign where we get what we make. That's kind of what we're hoping for with the Indiegogo campaign.
And so you're trying to create a feature film. What are some of the expenses involved in creating a full-length film?
Ooh. Well, it's weird, like, because you would think that it would just be, it's the equivalent of making six shorts in a row.
Right.
But the longer you keep the cast and crew around, the expenses kind of exponentially get greater and greater. So the funds that we're looking to raise is going to go toward hiring local crew, and it's going to our crew and try to, because the shorts we've made were with basically no funding. It was
just out of our pockets, really.
So we're looking to step up our game a little bit and make it great looking, have the sound be amazing, and have it really show the Chattanooga area for how beautiful it is. And
we're going to do it for about, is it 10? Are we just 10 or 13 days straight now?
It's going to be about 12 days. We're doing 10 days in July, and then there's an epilogue portion. We're going to come back for 2 days in October to get the full film.
Chris, you've worked as a production assistant on some network TV shows, major Hollywood film. What are some of the things you've worked on here in the area?
Trouble with the Curve, the Clint Eastwood baseball pick. Did a season of Necessary Roughness. I was able to do John Sumrauer's film, Sakinaga, and the short that preceded I was actually on while I was in college, Chickamauga.
What is it you actually do when you're working on a major Hollywood film with Clint Eastwood or somebody like that? What is day-to-day life like? It's so fun.
It's a lot of paperwork and a lot of running around, interrupted by brief moments of it being the best job in the world.
He met Clint Eastwood too, so
that's cool.
Yeah, knew his name.
Yeah, that was one of the cooler things. And then like that's kind of balanced out by a lot of filing and paperwork. So
how does working on something like that compare to, as you were saying, filming 10 or 13 days straight to produce your feature length film?
Well, I guess it doesn't give us much leniency with, since their budget is millions and millions. What we're asking for in Indiegogo is $30,000. We think that will be the amount. So that means that really, with just having about 12 days and the limited funds, it kind of means that we have to do everything a lot quicker. That's kind of why we need, you know, more crew, more equipment, more everything. Because our really, we'll get probably one, we might get about two takes for each thing, three takes, depending on how much time we have at a certain location. But I guess that's kind of a big difference, is we're kind of more on a time crunch, yeah. money crunch, you know.
And our shorts and our feature compared to, like, being crew for some of the larger production, I think the question kind of boils down to kind of ownership and having your voice get out there, as opposed to being one of the small army that it takes to make one of these things. It's really us telling the story of ourselves and of our friends and people we grew up with, and the story of the Chattanooga area, which unfortunately I don't believe gets told often enough. So,
down in yonder, when you complete it, what are the plans for it?
We want to do a lot of film festivals, or if we stick to the timeline, hopefully this time next year we'll have it entered into Chattanooga Film Festival.
And we're hoping that maybe, you know, if we go to as many festivals as we're hoping we will, we're pretty sure we will, we're hoping to find maybe some little distribution where it can be on, you know, more things like Hulu and Amazon and all those type of things now. That's kind of what's neat about being an independent filmmaker now, is that you have all these different venues to go through now, instead of just one that they had before. It's really, really exciting what we could do with this.
Yeah, it's a very interesting time, just because there's more venues than ever, and equipment is more affordable than ever. And I hope that in the next few years, and I hope this continues, that film becomes more personalized. Like, it tells the story of individuals instead of corporations.
Chris and Jeff, thank you so much. How can people find you online? What is the website?
Sure. We have our website, syndicateproductions.com.
How is that spelled?
Good question.
Good question.
Syndicate is CINDICATE, and then productions.com. And we'll also be, if anybody wants to find us on Indiegogo, we'll be on there. Just type in Down and Yonder, and we should pop up.
And you can also like us on the usual social medias, the
Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram. We have it all. So if you want to stop by there and follow us, we're gonna keep everyone pretty updated throughout the process.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Have a great time.
That's it for Rounded About Chattanooga. But again, if you look up Syndicate Productions online and you go to their website, you can see the documentary series, This is Georgia, the different films they've created for that. You can see the 22-minute-long short film we were talking about, The Future West. You can see the whole thing online at their website or YouTube or Vimeo. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. If you have questions, comments, or story ideas, you can email me, mike-miller@utc.edu.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.